Hello, voice tubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean. It's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about gender stereotypes and education. Have you ever heard the sayings like, boys shouldn't easily cry, or like, girls should know how to cook? Anything like that? Actually, these are typical gender stereotypes, and which is traditional ideas about what boys and girls should or can do. And we are steered in different direction growing up because of it. So, do you think you might become a very different person if you weren't treated as a boy or a girl, but an individual? All right, let's take a look at our sentence today. As children, there is no limit to what we believe we can become. But as girls and boys, we are steered in different directions growing up. This happens because of what we call gender stereotypes. As children, there is no limit to what we believe we can become. But as girls and boys, we are steered in different directions growing up. This happens because of what we call gender stereotypes. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一组单字是 limit。那它当名词来使用，它有界限或是限制的意思。I know my own limits. 我知道我自己的极限在哪里。那接下来这个单字它也有限制的意思，它是 limitation。limitation。那 limitation 跟 limit 的差别主要在于 limitation 它会偏向比较指人为的规定或是限制。比如说 The limitations of nuclear weapons is getting more and more important. 那对核武器的限制已经越来越被重视。那这个 limitations of nuclear weapons 就是人为所制定出来的限制，所以这个时候我们使用了 limitation 而不是 limit。 好，接下来是 steer。 那 steer 它当作动词，它有驾驶、指导或是带领的意思。He tried to steer the discussion back to our original topic. 那他试着将我们的讨论导回最原始的话题。再来是 guide。 那 guide 它有带领或是引导的意思，它当作动词来使用。The CEO guided us through the tough situation. 那执行长带我们度过了困难的情况。再来是 direction。 那 direction 它当作名词的时候有方向或是方位的意思。比如说 Can you just show me the way? I have no sense of direction. 你可以直接告诉我方向吗？我的方向感很差。那这边的方向感指的就是 sense of direction。 好，再来是 orientation。那 orientation 它其实也有定向或是方向的意思。那主要我们常用的会是培训。那这个培训是主要针对于新工作或是新活动的一个培训。例如 The company has arranged an orientation session for the new employees. 那公司针对新进员工安排了一次职前的培训课程。那这边的 orientation session 就是职前的培训。再来最后一组单字是 stereotype。 那 stereotype 它有刻板印象或是老套的俗见或是老套的成见的意思。 He doesn't fit the national stereotype of an Englishman. 那它不符合一般人心目中英国人的形象。好，再来是 discrimination。 那 discrimination 它有歧视或是、差别待遇啊区别待遇的意思。通常我们会使用、racial discrimination 就是种族歧视，或者是 sex 或是 gender discrimination 就是性别歧视。那甚至你也可以用在年龄歧视，是 age discrimination。 那这个例句是 There should be no discrimination on the grounds of color and gender。 那这句话的意思是人种与性别歧视都不应该存在。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you next time. Bye!